Hey girl, welcome to Grit and Gratitude. This is a podcast where you are granted permission to rise. I know you have been through it. Life has thrown you curveballs and maybe even knocked the wind out of you a time or two. Trauma, loss, grief, they're like the three best friends you never asked for. But the fog is starting to lift and you're feeling stuck. Listen girl, you don't have to have it all figured out. You don't need to know 10 steps ahead. You just need the next step. This is where I come in. I'm Jer, and I'm no stranger to grief. But through my own healing journey, I've been able to rise out of the ashes, and now I want to help you do the same. Here on this podcast, we're going to talk all about the grit and the gratitude needed to rise from the ashes of our past trauma, loss, and grief and fully embody the woman who we are destined to be. If you're ready to go all in, grab my hand, girl, and let's go. We've got work to do. It's time to rise.
Good morning, Cultivate. Queens, it is Monday, it is May 1st. Anybody else love when a new week starts a new month? I'm so excited. I'm also soaking wet, starting to dry out, but Jackson and I got caught in the rain. It happens. I really wanted to hop on live and talk about why I want to dive in this month and talk about and why I believe it starts with belief. And so many of us, hang on, hopefully this is working, but so many of us feel like we're failing. And I feel like there's many parts to that. Why we feel like we're failing is because we don't have a clear definition of what success means to us. We often use someone else's definition of success, and that might not resonate with us. What I deem as successful for me might not be successful to you. What's successful for Monica might not be successful for Meredith. What's successful for Cassidy, for Cassie, might not be successful for Natalie. And so the first step is really defining what success means to us and what success means to us in this season. I talk a lot about seasons. If you've been around for any length of time, you know that I love to really deal with life in seasons. And it's why I teach. It's why I coach based on seasons. It's why I coach based on like a 12-week block, because we go through seasons, life cycles. And so when we take off bite-size pieces, it's easier to manage. And so I like to consider a season. I like a 12-week block. And so what is success to you in this season? In this season that you're in. Today is May 1st. So if we take the next 12 weeks, 8 to 12 weeks from now, and we say, okay, what is going to be success for me in this next season? What's that look like? For me, I personally really need to get back to some commitments that I had made to myself previously that I have not been really faithful on. And I'm in a mastermind right now, and my coach, my mentor the other day, we were talking about debt. And we were talking about debt in the form of investment, because really that's what debt is, right? It's an investment. And we were talking about how much of an investment this mastermind that I'm in costs. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, it's just about as much as my mortgage every month to be in this mastermind. And honestly, my business right now is not generating enough income to cover the cost of this mastermind. So this is truly an investment for me. But I felt in my soul, like viscerally, that I needed to be in this mastermind in order to be able to show up for myself, but to also show up for this community and to show up for the women who have yet to join this community. And I needed to make this commitment so that I could see what it feels like to be uncomfortable investing in yourself and investing in your growth. And so one of the things that I've learned is that if you are not willing to invest in yourself, you can't expect people to invest in you. And you can take that any way you need to. So if you're not a business owner, that's fine. But if you are not willing to invest into your own physical health, then you can't expect other people to invest in your physical health. If you are not willing to invest into your own mental health, then you can't expect other people to invest into your mental health. So if you're not willing to invest into yourself, if you're not willing to make yourself a priority, then you can't expect other people to invest into you or to make you a priority, because they're taking their cues from you. So how are you treating yourself, right? Isn't that mind-blowing? If that's mind-blowing for you, let me know, because this was like, whoa, I've never thought of it that way. But if people are taking their cues from me, I need to set my game up for myself, right? How am I treating myself? Am I being successful? And if I'm not quote unquote successful, why is that? Is it because I'm not committed to myself? And for me, the answer is yes. So one of the things that I need to get back to being fully committed to is my daily walk. So I used to call these walks my hot mom gratitude walks. And that's cool. It served its purpose for the season that I was in. But now these walks have evolved. And these are my healing woman walks. And so I'll invite you, take a daily healing woman walk. You know, 10 minutes outside in the fresh air. It's a dopamine hit. Y'all know what a dopamine hit is, right? I don't do drugs. Never been into drugs. But I understand a dopamine hit. You can get that same dopamine hit from being outside for 10 minutes, moving your body. I get the most clarity when I'm moving my body. I love my daily walks. Jax loves our daily walks. And so we're doing them. And don't you know, today, on Monday, first day of the week, first day of a new month, the sun was shining. We get in the stroller, I open the door, and it is downpouring. And in that moment, I had a decision that I had to make. I could either turn around and go back inside, or we could get wet. And guess what? We got wet. We got wet. It's okay. We didn't melt. It's all right. It stopped raining now. The sun's starting to come back out. But we had a decision to make. But I made a commitment to myself. And I used to call these challenges. Oh, I'm going to participate in a monthly challenge. Oh, I'm going to do this challenge group. And that worked for the season that I was in. But honestly, a commitment is deeper than a challenge. A challenge, yeah, it's hard. But a commitment is deep. It's at a soul level. A commitment is like a marriage. It's a relationship. It's not something that has a start date and an end date, like a challenge group. A commitment is a contract. Like, hey, I'm signing this line, and then that's it. There's no turning back. So this is my commitment. So I want to ask you, what's a commitment that you can make to yourself today? We're going to talk a lot about different things this month. We're going to talk about confidence. We're going to talk about mindset. We're going to talk about health and wellness. And I'm going to put a disclaimer out there. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a health practitioner. What I know and what I will share with you are the things that I have learned along my own journey. And you can take it at face value and just use it as an example for what is possible for you. Okay? So, you know, consult with your own health practitioners and your doctors before doing, you know, anything that I might suggest. Just put that disclaimer out there. But I do want to say that we'll be touching on all of that because it all plays a part in living the life and becoming the woman that you've been destined to become. Remember that you being here is a miracle. You being here is the result of unbroken lineage for decades, for thousands, for millions of years. You listening to this, whenever you listen to it, you being here in this moment is a miracle. You are here for a purpose. And it is my intention to help you live your life on purpose. To help you live your purpose on purpose. And so we're going to talk about all of these things this month. And if you are listening to this outside of the Cultivate space, Cultivate is my new monthly membership. And it is a sisterhood. It is a community of women who are ready to rise. And if you have any questions about that community and joining us, it is not too late to jump in on this conversation. So you can DM me about that whenever you hear this message. But today, my question for you is, what one commitment can you make to yourself today that you can start today, that you can commit to today, that you can start to build that belief in yourself, that you can start to build that confidence in yourself, that yes, you are capable of being successful. You are capable of doing the thing that you said you were going to do. I'm really excited to dive in deeper with you on this. And so I'll leave you with that today, and we'll chat more soon.
We talk a lot about time here, so I know how valuable your time is, and I appreciate you spending this time with me today. So if you loved this episode, do me a favor and send it to 3 friends. I know you're already on your phone because you're listening to this, so go ahead and text it to them. If you felt at any moment like, I gotta share this with X, send it to her right now. This is the best way for us to get the message out. And bonus, if you really loved it, go ahead and tag me in a screenshot on social media, and I promise I will personally say thank you to you. I value you, I value your time, and I can't wait until our next conversation.